My name is Imani Harrison, and I head up the Malachi Mentoring Services. We are a support service that was established to provide support for people with emotional and or mental ill health. That can be anyone. The youngest referral we've ever had was 4. The oldest is 69. We provide our services to anyone in the community.
So, I mean, you are a voluntary-based organisation.
Yes.
So how has the government cuts affected your operation and your service to the community?
It's actually had a massive impact. We were never getting massive funding before anyway. And that has just become even a greater challenge. But we're also a faith-based organisation, and so for us, sometimes going through tough times is about, you know, organising, it's about placing order on what we do, and, you know, basically reviewing what we do and how we do it, and believing in the fact that the service is here for a reason. There are many times when we've just not had it in the bank to reimburse mentors. But they've just said, it's okay, don't worry. The rent that we paid for February came from a donation from 2 of the mentors, and that was how we were able to pay this month's rent.
So is there like a worry that you could face closure then? Or
I had a crisis yesterday morning.
Yeah.
I had a crisis yesterday morning when I'd heard from the Lewisham Service Providers group that our application, £3,000 of capacity building money, it was rejected. So I met with a solicitor to talk about how we can address that with our clients, with prospective clients, so that they can actually buy in the service that they have identified as being appropriate for their needs.
Okay.
What I'd like the government to do for me, but not just me, I think that there is a tendency to keep sending money the usual way. You know, the large charities seem to be able to sign their own checks. Social services don't have to account for the money that they've been given.
Yeah.
And they just keep on getting it. I actually believe that what the government really should be doing is giving them the same hurdles that they're giving small organisations like us. When they then balance the performance against the pound, there'll be no question we'll then get larger pockets of funding, and it'll be a different process, commissioning in particular.